Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Welcome to Enemies, Scoffers, Atheists, Skeptics, Lunatics, Weirdos, and Assorted Bad Guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin today. Yesterday we had left during a snowstorm of all the times that we could have chosen. And in the process of doing so, we got here late last night. On the way here, we... as a matter of fact, we're doing a little service to our friends in Michigan, where some of them are being forced into hospitals right now, not by their will. But it's interesting now, this is the third case in which I've had to intervene help in getting people out of the hospital, and so far, so good, friends. But again, remember the law's on our side. So in the process, we got to Wisconsin at 11 o'clock last night. I got to bed about 2:30 because we got to get ready. We got to do articles every day. Got up this morning, and we are doing it all over again. I will be preaching at the Embassy Suites Ballroom, 1200 South Moreland Road, and that is in Brookfield, Wisconsin. Brookfield, Wisconsin. It starts at 10 a.m. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We will be doing events in Michigan as well. Put this up against Luke 19:10. And interestingly enough, on Sunday, we'll be doing two services Sunday morning in Michigan. When we're done with that, we'll be driving over into Ohio, 4 to 6 hours away, to do a night service there. And then we will be back all the way up to Minnesota, from what I understand. So we are out here doing the stuff, friends, because we can do it, because we believe we can do it. We still have the freedom to do it, and we're taking advantage of that freedom concerning the opportunities that have been given unto us in preserving this republic as we know. I know that right now, friends, many people are talking about the new normal. I'm here to tell you that there is no new normal for me. We're going to stick to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16, and hopefully when we get up on that, we'll cover more of that information as we continuously roll out the truth of the matter. Friends, I'm telling you what, if people are talking about the new norm, you probably better get away from those particular situations because it's probably not good. And they have no hope. It's amazing to me how many people are constantly talking in such a fashion as a bunch of underachievers rather than overcoming by the Word of God. And the Word of God drives in contrast to their gloom and doomisms. Again, I'm just here to tell you that if you hear people talking about how it's all over, there's nothing we can do, don't believe a word that they have to say, friends, because you can rest assured that our forefathers were dealing with the same exact mentality back in the day. And I'm telling you, it didn't fly, did it? No, it certainly didn't. So with that said, friends, we want to let you know that we can do this. We've got much to cover today. By the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, you can do that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Join us on social media platforms as well as that of BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page as well. I wanted to let you know that, friends, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ. Again, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. So again, friends, we're talking about the new normal. We're not holding to the new normal. We're going back to the old path because that's what the Lord told us to stay. In the book of Proverbs, it tells us not to be given to those that are given to change. We're supposed to hold to keeping our feet upon the rock, period. Just so everybody understands as to where we're going today. Though we are to hold to the rock, we can see that Moses and the Ten Commandments above the Supreme Court injustices, again, those unelected bureaucrats, these injustices is exactly what they are, friends. Put that up against Psalm 94, verse 20, and understand what I'm saying. I know many people are talking about the victory that we just had. Friends, we did not have a victory. I want you to look at this on social media platforms and understand that the legislative branch, the Congress, that's the voice of the people. This is we, the people, right here in the legislative branch of government. Okay? We, under God, make laws according to Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, Exodus 20, which is predicated upon English common law. It's something called common law, canon law, ecclesiastical law. Okay? What we've just seen the Supreme Court do is bypass the executive branch and the legislative branch and play as the law as unto themselves and creating a government unto themselves concerning the medical industry. Now, what am I saying? What I'm saying is what the Supreme Court just did, friends, is they two-pronged it. They picked something that they wanted to conquer, and then what they did is they said, let's give something as well. Let's attack it in the sight of the people as to another issue, but what we'll do is we'll give up one, but we'll take ground on the other. It's called the Hegelian dialect. And what they did, friends, is they said, we're going to go ahead and give it a 6-3 ruling, okay? Keep in mind, this is all unconstitutional. Everything they did was completely unconstitutional. This is all ATA. This is all administrative law. And it shows you who the Supreme Court and justices work for, and it's not we the people. What did they do? Okay, we're going to shut it down. That's what the conservatives of the day did. They said, we're going to shut it all down. Okay, this is what they're reporting, friends, just so you know. This is what the conservatives are reporting. The Supreme Court shut it all down. Biden's scrambling. No, friends. They got exactly what they want. A siege is a slow takeover. Deuteronomy 28, and that's exactly what's happening here. They're slowly taking over the control of the lives of the people. If it doesn't apply to one person, it doesn't apply to another, because if that wasn't the case, then isn't that where discrimination comes into play? Why, yes, of course it does. They said, well, we're not going to mandate this over the businesses, 100 employees and more. But what we're going to do is we're going to mandate it over here concerning the healthcare system and the health workers. They don't have the constitutional authority to do that. But the conservatives of the day are now going around saying it's a victory when, in fact, it is not a victory. They are oppressing our people regardless of who they are, and the Supreme Court does not have a right in doing so. When you look at Article 3, Section 1, going back to the foundation, it says that they shall hold their offices during good behavior. Okay? And then it tells us arising under this Constitution. This is the definition of tyranny. We're going to come right back on the other side of this break, and we are going to cover more of what needs to be covered, friends, like it or not. Sons of LibertyRadio.com, Sons of LibertyMedia.com.
Hi, this is Bradley Dean, host of the Sons of Liberty Radio, here to share with you that our friends over at 1360KHNC.com and MyKind CBD are working exclusively with Colorado organic farmers to bring you products which contain no pesticides, no herbicides, no heavy metals, and that they are ethically sourced and produced and are independent lab certified to contain no THC. For more information, visit us at Sons of LibertyMedia.com and use the code DEAN to receive $5 off of every order. Again, that's Sons of LibertyMedia.com. Folks, with troubling times ahead, the ministry has been in high demand with churches and events and the such. If you'd like to book Bradley Dean in a town near you, now's the time. Please visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and or give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back to Give the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, again, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want you to see this really quick, friends, because when you look at this, this is the three branches of government. You have the legislative, the executive, and or the judicial. With that said, legislative is we the people under God. Remember, we receive our rights from God. We delegate authority to those that serve we the people. And they legislate according to God's law, because as Charles B. Montesquieu rightly said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. And what we're seeing is we're seeing that the Supreme Court, the judicial, just recently usurped their authority because they're operating out of the scope of their authority and ignoring the other two branches of government by handing more power to that which is unconstitutional, namely that which is the APA, the administrative law. What the Supreme Court just did, friends, is said to the American people, we'll leave half of you alone, but we're going to oppress a certain amount of you people, especially those that work in the health industry right now, and we're going to make them do what we tell them to do. There is no such thing. This has all been created out of thin air. Just so you all understand, this has all been created out of the thin air. It's just like so many other things that the Supreme Court does, friends. Remove prayer, which has never been removed, friends, but they want you to believe it's removed, right? What did they do? They did that in 1962. In 1973, they sanctioned the murder of the innocent babies in the womb. The people gave them a pass. They continuously have done it. 62 million babies now have been slaughtered in the womb because the American people stand down and let the Supreme Court do as they please, acting as the legislators and the activists from the bench when it's illegal. Friends, what did they do? They said two men can get married, two women can get married, which is completely so far out there. I'm surprised nobody is paying attention to this. But we're told by the hirelings of the day, John 10:12, like that of Jefferson, Texas, friends,
that, you know, we're beyond that. There's nothing we can do about it. No, really what it comes down to is the people don't want to do anything about it. And then we have so many other issues. Now we have the pandemic, and now we have the Supreme Court coming in and handing power to the medical industry, to the NIH and the CDC and to the WHO, telling them that they have authority to do certain things, as if to suggest that the ATA and those medical industries and those agencies and organizations are now a law unto themselves, and you better do what they say, say at the Supreme Court. Do you understand, friends, how this figured all of this is in the face of law? I just shared with you that the judicial power of the United States shall be vested in one Supreme Court, but wait a second, and in such inferior courts as the Congress may from time to time ordain and establish, the judges both of the Supreme and the inferior courts, what does it say, shall hold their offices during good behavior. Okay, folks, we can keep talking about all the issues, the branches on the tree, but until the American people stand up and lay the axe to the tree, you're going to have all these conservatives getting your eyes off of what matters and what should be done to put a stop to this, and that's what the American people have allowed far too long. Now, I also want you to look at Article 3, Section 2, where it says the judicial power shall extend to all cases in law and equity, what? Arising under this Constitution and the laws of the United States of America. Oh, just wait a second, folks. I'm not done here. I want to go over to Article 6, Section 2, and I want you to understand that it just said under the Constitution, okay? There's nothing to do under the Constitution or within its enumerated laws to give powers to something called the ATA, right? This is foreign to the U.S. Constitution. What these injustices did calls for every one of them to be impeached, Article 2, Section 2, I'm sorry, Article 2, Section 4, and that of Article 1, Section 3. Now, listen, here it is. If you want to hold to the new normal, keep letting these criminals in federal government and on the bench do what they want to do, because it's going to be a new normal over and over and over again until you individually and corporately put a stop to this. That's why we're talking about there is new normal. There's nothing new under the sun, Ecclesiastes 1:9. What we're doing is holding to the word of God, and we're doing what he's telling us to do by commandment. And in doing so, we're expecting that we're going to hold to the old, Jeremiah 6:16, so there's not going to be a new normal, because that doesn't jive with my vocabulary or vernacular in any sense of the word. When you go to Article 6, so you can see on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, what does it say? It tells us that the adoption of this Constitution shall be as valid against the United States under this Constitution. That's Article 6, Section 2. This Constitution and laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States of America, we, the people, right, shall be the supreme law of the land. And the first thing it highlights is the judges. Listen to what it says. And the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary, notwithstanding. What is their job to do, friends? To faithfully execute the laws found within the United States of America. And in this particular case, friends, there's no law that they made reference to during these arguments that were taking place between these attorneys that are sworn to the bar that believe that the Supreme Court is the final say and precedent law is the final say. They are the reason that we are where we're at today. And I'm talking about the said good guys, not the bad guys. Because the said good guys, at no time did I hear during that 2 hours of oral arguments with the corrupt on the bench, did I hear anybody make reference to the law that condemns what the Supreme Court just did. Did you hear what I said? Our laws condemn what the Supreme Court just did. We have laws protecting us from what the medical industry means to force upon us. We have Nuremberg Code. Let me reiterate, we have OSHA laws that are supposed to stand in the defense of the people, condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, right? Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. And the fact of the matter is, friends, we have HIPAA laws. None of this was referenced. It was just a bunch of theological talk that they don't understand. And because they don't understand it, don't expect them to explain to you what it is that they don't understand, because they don't. But I want to tell you this. Don't be so foolish enough to believe that the Supreme Court and justices know what they do, because they know exactly what they do. Hey, folks, what happens when there's no more laws and you allow the Supreme Court and justices to remove all law? What are you going to do then? Because what happens at that particular point is you become an open prey to the tyrants. And we already know who they work for. We already know who this said administration, criminal though it be, we all know who he works for and who they work for. And I'm talking again about his administration. And it's not we, the people, in any sense of the word. I want to show you something in case you haven't seen this. I just did an article this morning. This administration is fortifying itself against the people. A lot of people don't know that right now what in fact is happening is that the White House is erecting a wall, is erecting a concrete security wall, and no information to the reason being that they are putting it there in the first place. I want you to check this out. It doesn't matter what they're saying because it's irrelevant. But I want you to see the fact that there's already a fence there. And now they're building a concrete fence around the people's White House. I got a question for you, Americans. Please do answer this, all of you smart people that think what we're telling you is conspiratorial in the sense of theory. Can someone explain to me why this is being done right now? And we're actually watching this roll out in real time. And you know what's absolutely amazing about all this? Is when I go back, did you know that the USA Today, just said, their fact checker said, images do not show a massive wall in front of the White House. Do you see what's at work here? Do you see what's at play here, friends? Because I hope you do for your own sake. What is happening is there is a wall that's being built around the people's White House. They didn't ask us if they could do it. They did it without approval or delegated authority once again. And here's the mainstream media calling guys like me liars when I just showed you the video of them erecting that wall in fact. We'll be right back.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Mr. Youngkin, please repeat after me. I, Glenn Youngkin, do solemnly swear.
I, Glenn Youngkin, do solemnly swear.
To support the Constitution of the United States.
To support the Constitution of the United States.
It's Inauguration Day in Virginia. During an outdoor ceremony, Republican Governor-elect Glenn Youngkin officially takes office as the state's 74th governor. From the Dakotas to the Carolinas, people are braced for a winter storm that is now bearing down on the upper eastern U.S. Up to a foot of snow has fallen across North Dakota and about 10 inches in areas of Iowa. The storm is expected to loop around and head towards the northeast again on Sunday. Officials say road and airport delays are likely, and motorists will need to slow down and plan for extra travel time to reach their destination. This is USA Radio News. A shooting at an Oregon concert venue has left 6 people injured and police looking for the shooter. The Eugene Police Department said it received reports of shots fired outside Wow Hall about 9:30 on Friday night. The shooting took place during a concert by rappers Lil Bean and Zay Bang. Eugene Police Chief Chris Skinner.
We responded down here within 2.5 minutes to a scene and a call of gunshots here at the Wow Hall at 8th and Lincoln. We've got 6 victims that we know of gunshot wounds. One is critical and is at the hospital in surgery. Don't know the status of the others, but as you can imagine, the investigation is going to be ongoing. It's in its early stages, and what we're really struggling with is the fact that we know we have witnesses. We know we probably have video and audio evidence that's available. We just need people to feel comfortable to bring that forward so we can better understand what happened.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live in a difficult manner in a hotel room in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We're doing a church actually in the ballroom of the hotel that we're staying in tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, Brookfield, Wisconsin. The Embassy Suite, Brookfield, Wisconsin, starts at 10 a.m. If you're in this area, we would love to see you. We're going to get right back to this in just a moment. I'm going to take this guy named Tim Brown, I think I've heard of a guy named Tim Brown before. Tim Brown, do you happen to be the Sons of Liberty show host morning show? Is that who
that would be me.
Oh, what say you, Tim?
I was going to throw you in. I sent you a message. I think the reason they're taking this opportunity for that wall, and of course I think they're probably going to go long-term with it, but the reason they're putting up is Robert F. Kennedy and his Children's Health Defense and several others are going to be marching on D.C. on the 23rd, and they're thinking, they're going to try to make last year whatever went on with that stuff. They're going to say, oh, we need to be fearful of these people who want to address their government for grievances. And I think that's what they're doing with that wall now that I think about it.
Well, let me ask you something since I got Tim Brown, morning show host of Sons of Liberty Radio.com online with me. Unsolicited, of course, but I do appreciate your phone call. Tim, let me just throw something at you and I want to get your 2 cents, okay? So building a concrete wall around itself, is it in fact not the way that a representative government acts when it serves its constituents? Or is that how a government is supposed to act in this country, that they put fences around themselves, they build concrete walls and fortifying themselves against them people? I mean, which one is proper? Which one looks like American government? Let me say it that way.
Oh, yeah. Well, it definitely looks more communistic. And then when you go inside, you know, I think we were seeing some stuff from some representatives that weren't seen before, but they'll take the people's representatives and disarm them before they go into the, you know, the House or the Senate. And that's just as much, in my opinion, what is there to fear? If everybody's armed, everybody's going to be real polite and real respectful, aren't they? I mean, you go elbow to elbow at Lobby Day in Virginia, and there's, you know, tens of thousands of people there. Everybody's armed. And if you bump into somebody, ain't nobody getting mad and shooting their lip off there. Everybody is polite. Everybody's kind. And, you know, that's just another one. But that's just the stuff they do at the Capitol. I mean, imagine all, and people know what they're doing to us out here in the States.
Yeah, that's crazy. By the way, Tim, I did an article this morning on this administration is fortifying itself against the people. Most people still don't know that there's a concrete wall being built around the People's White House, but now you do. And share this information far and wide, please. But, Tim, you know the video that we posted this morning on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Nancy Drew, where she did a live video showing the progress of this concrete wall that was being built in Washington, D.C. Did you see that? YouTube pulled that video already?
Oh, wow. I did not see that.
Oh, they pulled it already. And I think people, again, should be aware of what's going on through big tech companies. Because, as I said earlier, Tim, even showing videos of this concrete wall being built around the People's White House, what's amazing to me is the USA, the mainstream media, and, again, their useful idiots came out and said there is no concrete wall being built around the People's White House.
Yeah, I'm wondering when the slack hecklers from Fascist Book and all these other people are going to come in and they're going to go to USA Today and put one of those little things up that says false information or taken out of context or whatever they're going to say. But they're not going to do it to them. They're just going to attack the people who are trying to tell the people the truth.
Well, then what begs the question is then what is it that the American people take responsibility unto themselves and do for themselves what it is their oppressors are not willing to do for them?
Well, I can't answer that because the people have, I mean, there are some people who are showing it and they're doing it. Of course, they're working at it, things from a local level, but there are some people who are doing it. There's just a lot of people who are just waiting on somebody else to do what they say they want done. They're waiting on somebody else to do. And, you know, if God put that in your mind that you need to stand up and you need to be the ones to go address those kinds of things, well, then he put it on you. He didn't put it on somebody else.
Well, that's right. And I think that's the purpose of being on the radio. I don't think it's the purpose of being on the radio to merely tell people all day long what's wrong with their country. I think that
right.
We should lead the way following the example that's been put before us, Hebrews 13:7, that our forefathers gave us, and do exactly mm-hmm. what they told us to do to preserve our republic. But what we're seeing, and I'm kind of segueing into the title of the show today, but we're seeing that a lot of conservatives are saying, well, we told you that this was coming. Now there's nothing you can do. It's all over with. And saying that the republic has completely been dominated. Baloney. We have 393.3 million guns in the hands of 350 million people, and yet we have the best that we have in the conservative show hosts across the country telling the people that we're all done for. Well, I mean, what say you to all of this, Tim? It's a lack of faith. It's cowardice, and instead of doing what we're commanded to do, the people capitulate in the face of their small, numbered army. And I would suggest that this is perfect judgment upon a disobedient nation. I mean, when you look at the country, it was established on less than 3% of the population to establish what we have it is today, and now we have less than 1.7% of the population being used to curse what God blessed.
Yeah, well, you know, my mind goes to, you know, things that you and I talked about, and then our friend Tony Roman as well, because, you know, Tony is one who's not just, I remember when he was on the show, he said, you know, I'm not just resisting the tyranny, I'm advancing on it, I'm attacking it. When they said, you have to have a mask, he says, well, we ban masks in the place. When you have to close at a certain time because there's a curfew, we stay open later. When they said you have to have a shot, we said you have to have proof that you don't have a shot. And so I think that's some of the thing that people need to get sort of down in their belly, if you will, is understanding we're not asking tyrants for permission to sidestep their lawlessness. And that's what I was hitting on some with the Chick-fil-A thing was, you know, they're wanting you to ask for a religious exemption. Well, I'm not asking you for what I already have. And I wrote my boys' emails to their companies, and I said, you know, not only are you violating the law by your attempted discrimination and but you're trying to establish a religion and trying to control my conscience by telling me I can have a religious exemption for a shot, I can't have it for a test. And I think it's this spirit within people. I would say it's the spirit of God to resist that tyranny that has to rise up and say, we're not going to ask you for permission to sidestep your lawlessness. You are lawless, and we're telling you these are our rights, and we're going to stand for those rights. And if you want to fire us, if you want to terminate us, you want to do whatever you want to do, go ahead and do it. We're going to bring the law to bear on you.
Amen. Well, I agree. Let's go back to the point here about the wall that's being built around the People's White House. Where did they get that permission, Tim, constitutionally to go ahead and begin to fortify themselves against the people that they're supposed to serve? Can you show me in the Declaration of the Bill of Rights of the U.S. Constitution?
No, they don't have any authority to do that any more than the Supreme Court had the authority to say health care workers have to take a shot.
That's exactly right. And when the American people figure that out, I suppose they're going to begin to deal with their oppressors, but not until then. One more thing I want to add before you hang up here, Tim. What are your thoughts on the D.C. mayor? Listen to me carefully, friends, because I am pointing my finger to you that you might hear the content in which I'm sharing with Tim. What are your thoughts of the D.C. mayor, Mayor Bowser there, who reminds residents that they will need their walking papers before they leave their home? Do you think that wall has anything to do with that?
No, they're comparison together. They're trying to keep the people from getting out and gathering together, just like Thomas Gage did in Massachusetts when he told our forefathers that they could only meet one time a year in the public square, and then he would try to run them off if they tried to do there. Well, their response was to train each other to be Minutemen to respond to that and run the bad guys off. This lady right here is doing nothing different than what was done in Germany. There's just nothing different. Show us your papers before you can move along. And, you know, when the people get it in their mind that they go out armed, and that is a right you have. You don't have to ask the state for it. You don't have to ask the feds for it. You have a right. That's established in, you know, not only in scripture, but it's also established within the Constitution. And so you arm yourself. And when they try to stop people like that, a bunch of you need to come together. You don't need to let them pick you off one at a time. Come to each other's aid. Show real love for your neighbor and do that.
Amen. I totally appreciate your call, Tim, very much. We got some people right now that are posting on social media platforms that this is a year old. No, you are a year behind. As you see on social media platforms, White House concrete security wall erected, no information released as to why. Pay attention to the date, Mr. or Mrs. on the year behind. January 13th, 2022. This is, in fact, brand new information. It's being erected as we speak. As a matter of fact, pretty much the whole of the wall that we have seen is completely erected, and you need to stay on top of your game. And for someone that's on social media platforms as such as a site as ours or a social media platforms as ours, you should know better than posting stuff like that without cross-checking your references. This is brand new information, okay? So I just wanted to make sure everybody understood what was going on. I'm not just on one social media platform, so don't get me confused with others, please, okay? Just wanted to make sure you knew that as well. So anyways, with that said, I wanted to show you, and I'll get right back to this in just a moment here, but we just heard that, well, you heard during the last segment of this new governor taking office in there in Virginia, right? Y'all heard that. Y'all heard him swear and recite the U.S. Constitution. We all heard that, right? Guess where his hand is? His hand's on the Bible. I'm going to come back and show you what happened. They win office, and look what they do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Just wanted to highlight this. As one goes out, another comes in. And right before he leaves, look what happens here. This is January 14th, 2022. These are the people that are trying to force you to take the shots. I'm just going to say this real slow. I'm going to take this portion of the show real slow. These are the people that are telling you, you need to take the shot to make sure we're all safe and healthy. New Jersey governor signs bill legalizing, no law, by the way, legalizing abortion up to the moment of birth. Huh. This is Phil Murphy. He wanted to legalize, and many people believe that it is the law, and it's not the law. Our laws condemn what he is normalizing in the face of the ignorance, Hosea 4:6. But Phil Murphy just allegedly, for those that want to believe him, legalized abortion up to birth, the moment of birth. I want to say it again. These are the people telling you and me, we better get the shot so we can be healthy. Y'all with me? Yeah, by the way, the Supreme Court is in on the kill, too. Not by what they say, but by what they are doing and what it is that they're allowed to do. Listen again. New Jersey governor signs bill legalizing abortion up to the moment of birth. Isn't this crazy? To say the least, is this not crazy? Isn't it crazier when people believe these lies? I would think so. Because, again, what it comes down to is you can't make this up. Oh, by the way, I wanted to share this with you as well. You guys all remember when Franklin Graham, son of the ecumenical pope, they called him, Billy Graham, said that Jesus would take the vaccination. You remember this? That's interesting because God is not mocked for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Did you all see this? God answered our prayers. Billy Graham's granddaughter to go home after two heart attacks. Wow. Oh, and we got much more of that coming up in just a couple minutes here, friends, during hour two, in the show during hour two. Does anybody make the correlation here? Billy Graham's granddaughter has two heart attacks. Is anybody paying attention to, in the present, as to how many people are dying? Oh, just hang on a second, because again, what I love is I love to let people think that I'm setting myself up when in fact the opposite is true. I shared with you guys a couple weeks ago as to how these high-paid coaches are trying to figure out why all their players, or many of their players, should I say, are just falling over on the field and dying for no apparent reason. And then what they do is they sit there and they play stupid as they want to try to play the fool to their oppressors and asking the question as to what's happening here. Because we have some more information here. This has been up for about a week now. But again, notice the headline, the new normal. No, this isn't normal. This is very abnormal. A Malayan professional football player, or a footballer as they call it, suffers a heart attack during game. If you haven't seen this, I'm going to show it to you on social media platforms. There's nothing that we need to hear. We'll just merely play it. Everybody see this? Another one down. Yeah, another one down, and people are still trying to figure out what's going on. This mysteriously happens out of nowhere, and we're supposed to just fall for the fact that there's something mysteriously happening out there, and, well, we're just going to stick our head in the sand and act like we don't know where this is coming from. It's like a guy that gets shot with a gun. We want to blame everything else but the shooter and the handgun and the bullet, right? Well, the responsible party is the one that pulled the trigger in that particular case, but it was the bullet that killed them. The same way that the Anthony Fauci's and the Bill Gates and the Joe Biden's and the Donald Trump's of the world are responsible for pulling the trigger, and we can see what the bullets are here, are the vaccinations. But again, the experimental jabs, we want to sit there and act like we have no idea as to what is in fact happening in the United States of America and worldwide concerning this pandemic. Well, I think things are coming to a head. By the way, I wanted to show this to you as well before we switch topics on the other side of the hour here. We have Biden administration quietly creating a creepy database about unvaxxed people who request religious exemptions. In other words, friends, they want to know who you are to get your religious exemption. Guess what this current administration is doing? They're creating a database with you on it. Anybody think that's a little odd? This is from the Federalist just 2 days ago. I'm sorry, 4 days ago. Biden administration quietly creates creepy database about unvaxxed people who request religious exemptions. Americans, can I ask you something? Do you know who all the bad guys are? Do you need to create a database? Well, if you don't respond to the information that you have in dealing with these criminals are going to create a database to round you up. Should we soften the blow? Should we play as if this isn't what their end aim is? Because it is. And they're going forward regardless, aren't they? They want the names of those that have said no to the vaccinations. Well, some will say, well, Bradley, that's just way out there. Oh, no, just relax, friends. I got some more information here that everybody needs to see in the process. And what we have is more of the same old that the people are putting up with on a global basis. And what is that exactly? Well, here, let me show you really quick. And I'm being a little facetious because, to be quite honest with you, friends, it's quite frustrating trying to warn people from the things that are taking place today because you already know for the most part many are going to ignore it to their own demise. The problem is you're going to take everybody with you, and I don't want that to happen. Okay? In Washington State, did you see this? Washington State proposes involuntary COVID detention centers. The Washington State Board of Health is considering expanding a set of health laws, they're not laws, and procedures for involuntary detainment. Now, notice the confliction right there. Laws, where do the laws come from? God, where's the delegated of power come through? The people, to their said representatives, say at the Declaration of Independence, but it says a set of health laws and procedures for involuntary detainment. I got a question for all those that are creating this involuntary COVID detention. Where did you derive delegated authority to throw the involuntary into one of your COVID detention centers, if not by the people? Did everybody catch what I just said? So in other words, friends, they're creating all of this. It is not a law. Let me say it before the hard break here, friends. I heard Martin Luther King Jr., who I greatly respect in so many different ways, say that everything that Adolf Hitler did was law. I'm here to tell you, in America, 70 and 80 years later, there's nothing that could be further from the truth. Everything that's taking, put that up against Isaiah 59. Everything that is happening with this pandemic is predicated and premised on a fraud and a loss. This is all predicated on lawlessness. Everything taking place is a violation of God's laws and man's laws. I'm not going to exasperate the point. I said what I needed to say, and it's up for you people to respond to it. We're going to take a quick break. We got hour two coming up, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side of the break.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.